בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד קיץ תשע"ה 2015, לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה', מודול E. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על הנבחנים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our program, Psychology Today. With us today is Dr. Jeffrey Martin, who gives courses in what is called mindful listening. Good afternoon, Dr. Martin.
Good afternoon.
First of all, what exactly is mindful listening?
Mindful listening is listening with your mind totally focused on what the other person is saying. And you don't only listen carefully to the words, but also try to understand the speaker's feelings and what he or she wants to communicate.
But why would we need a course in mindful listening? Don't we do all that automatically?
Unfortunately, we don't. Research shows that we generally remember between 10 and 30% of what was said, just a few minutes after a conversation is over. This suggests we haven't really been listening very closely. Besides, listening requires attention both to what the speaker is saying and to the way he or she says it. The content may be funny, but the tone could make you realize that the person is in fact very sad. And it's quite hard for people to really focus their attention and pick up all these clues.
Why is that?
Well, most people think much faster than the average person talks. So when we're having a conversation and someone is speaking to us, we tend to lose concentration. We start thinking of other things, maybe what we'd like for lunch or what we'll be doing later in the day. Sometimes all we want to do is give our own opinion without really listening to the speaker's opinion. Moreover, life today is making it even harder for us to listen properly.
What do you mean?
People are so busy nowadays that they often do several things at once. As a result, they cannot give any one thing their full attention, and that includes conversations and discussions. It also seems that we're getting less practice in listening because we have fewer spoken conversations. A study that was conducted in 1980 found that college students spend 53% of their time in face-to-face conversation with other people. When a similar study was done recently, it was only 24%.
So your courses help people improve their listening skills?
Yes, precisely. I teach several useful rules that help them keep their mind focused. For instance, participants learn that they should look at the other person's face and maintain eye contact. They also learn, for example, not to interrupt the other person and not to finish his or her sentences. In addition, they practice asking the other person for more details or for fuller explanations, which forces them to concentrate on the conversation.
I see. One last question. Who signs up for your courses?
Actually, most of my clients are managers who want me to work with their employees in order to improve the teamwork in their companies. After all, if people aren't really listening to each other, discussions in the workplace aren't very effective. But people have also told me that what they've learned has had a tremendous effect on their private lives as well. Some tell me they've been able to form closer relationships, Others say that by using some of my techniques, they discovered interesting new things about colleagues, friends, or relatives.
Well, Dr. Martin, I certainly hope our listeners were paying close attention to everything you said. Thank you for coming here today, and to you, listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. נשמיע עתה כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע השנית.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our program, Psychology Today. With us today is Dr. Jeffrey Martin, who gives courses in what is called mindful listening. Good afternoon, Dr. Martin.
Good afternoon.
First of all, what exactly is mindful listening?
Mindful listening is listening with your mind totally focused on what the other person is saying. And you don't only listen carefully to the words, but also try to understand the speaker's feelings and what he or she wants to communicate.
But why would we need a course in mindful listening? Don't we do all that automatically?
Unfortunately, we don't. Research shows that we generally remember between 10 and 30% of what was said, just a few minutes after a conversation is over. This suggests we haven't really been listening very closely. Besides, listening requires attention both to what the speaker is saying and to the way he or she says it. The content may be funny, but the tone could make you realize that the person is in fact very sad. And it's quite hard for people to really focus their attention and pick up all these clues.
Why is that?
Well, most people think much faster than the average person talks. So when we're having a conversation and someone is speaking to us, we tend to lose concentration. We start thinking of other things, maybe what we'd like for lunch or what we'll be doing later in the day. Sometimes all we want to do is give our own opinion without really listening to the speaker's opinion. Moreover, life today is making it even harder for us to listen properly.
What do you mean?
People are so busy nowadays that they often do several things at once. As a result, they cannot give any one thing their full attention, and that includes conversations and discussions. It also seems that we're getting less practice in listening because we have fewer spoken conversations. A study that was conducted in 1980 found that college students spend 53% of their time in face-to-face conversation with other people. When a similar study was done recently, it was only 24%.
So your courses help people improve their listening skills?
Yes, precisely. I teach several useful rules that help them keep their mind focused. For instance, participants learn that they should look at the other person's face and maintain eye contact. They also learn, for example, not to interrupt the other person and not to finish his or her sentences. In addition, they practice asking the other person for more details or for fuller explanations, which forces them to concentrate on the conversation.
I see. One last question. Who signs up for your courses?
Actually, most of my clients are managers who want me to work with their employees in order to improve the teamwork in their companies. After all, If people aren't really listening to each other, discussions in the workplace aren't very effective. But people have also told me that what they've learned has had a tremendous effect on their private lives as well. Some tell me they've been able to form closer relationships. Others say that by using some of my techniques, they discovered interesting new things about colleagues, friends, or relatives.
Well, Dr. Martin, I certainly hope our listeners were paying close attention to everything you said. Thank you for coming here today, and to you, listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.